Good morning to all my students of class 4. Today in science, we are going to do chapter 2, Adaptation in Plants. The place where a plant lives and grows is called its habitat. All plants have to adjust to their surroundings to live and grow. This process of adjustment to a particular environment is called adaptation. Broadly, we can divide plants into two types, terrestrial plants and aquatic plants. Terrestrial plants grow on land. They can be divided into plants of cold climate, plants of plains, plants of hot and damp climate, plants of deserts, and plants of marshy lands. Plants of cold climate need low temperature. They have needle-shaped leaves. They do not bear flowers, but they bear cones. They have thick woody stems. Examples are pine, spruce, and fir. The terrestrial plants that grow in plains, they can bear heat. They give shade in summers because they have solid stems with profuse branching. They shed their leaves in winters. Examples are peepal and banyan tree. The plants of hot and damp climate grow in humidity and high temperature. They have a lot of leaves but do not shed them. Examples are coconut and rubber. Plants in desert areas are also called xerophytes. Their stems are fleshy and store food and water for the plant. Their leaves are reduced to spines to stop loss of water. Examples are cactus and prickly pear. The terrestrial plants which grow in marshy land, they have breathing roots. The soil is sticky and water-filled. So the roots grow above the ground for breathing. These plants are also known as mangroves. Aquatic plants can be divided into three. They can be floating plants, fixed plants, and underwater plants. Floating plants have light and spongy stems. Their roots are poorly developed. The plants float on water. Leaves have thin waxy coating so that water may not enter and block the stomata. Examples are water hyacinth and duckweed. Fixed plants have long roots and hollow stems. Leaves are broad and they float on water. They breathe through pores on the upper surface of leaves. Water lily and lotus are the examples. Underwater plants have narrow leaves with no pores. They breathe through their body surface and keep the water clean. Examples are pondweed and tape grass. There are other plants also, like non-green plants.